So live on the phone, I tried to get him on the Zoom, but it's playing up. Typical, isn't it? Oh, dear. But I've got him on the phone right now, the one and only Mr. Paul Carrick. Welcome back to the show, Paul. How are you?
I'm okay, and how are you doing?
Stressed but good. this technology lark.
I'm gonna be careful not to knock the technology, because I'm gonna be trying to persuade people to watch our streaming in October. So let's not knock it too much.
Yeah, you'll have plenty of bods that know what they're doing there.
Well, that's true. Well, they better know what they're doing, because they're costing an arm and a leg just to stream it. So. But anyway, it's going to be good, though.
So how you been? I mean, it seems like a month ago since we chatted last.
Well, it probably is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But yes, how you been? You been all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, mate. I'm ticking along, you know, keeping occupied, getting stuff ready. I don't know if we actually recorded the show last time I spoke to you? Don't think we had, because we've done it now anyway.
You were just going to do it, yes. You were just going to do it with the boys, and you were just finishing the album off.
Well, it depends which album you're talking about.
This one. You hadn't quite finished and got it ready.
Well, no, it must have been finished, because if you're talking about Another Side of Paul Carrick, right, okay, good. Well, that album... I think I'll tell you how that came about. Basically, there's this fantastic jazz kind of orchestra in Germany, based in Stuttgart in Germany. I've been doing odds and sods with them for the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
And they invited me over to be the guest vocalist on a TV special. And we recorded a whole set of material, and it went out on German TV. They all loved it, and they let me put it out as a CD. So it was all done live on the day.
Oh, wow.
So now there's no fiddling about.
Oh.
I mean, if there, I would have tweaked a few bits if there had been, definitely. But, you know, it has its moments, and... So it's what it is. The band are amazing. I could have done a few bits better, no doubt about it. But anyway, everybody tells me to shut up, and it's fine. So,
well, I'm not going to tell you to shut up, but I'm going to tell you it's fine.
Good.
I've listened to the album. Adrian sent me a link, and it's great. Absolutely brilliant. Okay. I love the reworking of How Long.
Yeah.
That's great. In the Living Years, brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the best songs on there, because I keep playing it all the time, is Sticks and Stones.
Oh, that's my favourite, definitely. That's my favourite. That's kind of more my element, because, like I say, it was a bit, it's a bit of a challenge. And, you know, the material's very varied. And they play great on it. But, you know, Sticks and Stones, definitely my favourite track on the album. I used to do that when I was in bands, you know, as a youngster, because that's my favourite Ray Charles era.
Yeah.
Did we mention it was a Ray Charles tune?
We didn't, no.
Few people have done it, but it was back in the 50s, I think, he did it. And it's got that great old feel about it, so... Well, I'm glad you concur with me, mate. That is the best one. Anyway, I'll let you get a word in edgeways.
No, that's
your show.
That's all right. No, you're my guest. You can talk. I mean, I've been playing the pants off of Sticks and Stones every day since we spoke last. Because I was playing the other song, Over the Hill. What's Shaking on the Hill?
Oh, yeah.
And it was...
Well, that is a good song.
That's a great song. But Sticks and Stones just did it for me. And all my keyboard friends, all my guys that play Hammond and stuff, you've got to hear this. You haven't heard... You've listened to this. This is, and they just stand there in awe. They really do. Because it's just a Hammond solo to start with. And it just gets the groove going.
Yeah. Well, good. I mean, like I say, it's all... I'm winging it like mad. It's all done... live. Majority of the vocals, I'm standing in the middle of the room. You know, you got the horns and the big band one side of your string section on the other. So it's all coming down the vocal mic. So there's no fixing nothing. You know, it's as it is.
Wow.
And so, you know, that it is a challenge, I've got to say, especially when, you know, it's on the telly and everything. But they're not perfect, absolutely, the band. They're just amazing.
Oh, they were. I mean, even the... Did they do the backing vocals with you as well?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
That's brilliant. And you've also got, I forgot to mention, another version of Love Will Keep Us Alive.
Yeah.
Which you co-wrote with Timothy Schmidt.
No. Timothy sang it.
That's it. I've got to get...
With the Eagles.
That's it.
No, I better get the other lads in.
Go on, get the other lads in.
Otherwise, there'd be ructions. But there was ructions anyway. But Peter Vale,
right,
and Jim Capaldi, the late Jim Capaldi.
Oh, bless him.
Yes. You must know Jim Capaldi. He was... you know Traffic? It's all the band Traffic.
Oh, I know Jim Capaldi, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, he was the drummer, and then he went on and started singing as well. He had a couple of hits.
Love Hurts.
Love Hurts, correct.
Yeah.
And sadly no longer with us. But anyway, that's a long story, because I stop me if this is too much detail, but because I know Timothy from way back. When at my first tour of America,
wow,
1975, we was riding high with a How Long. That was a big hit in America.
Yeah.
I met Timothy. He was in a band called Poco. And he went on to join the Eagles. And when the Eagles got back together, he asked me if he could do that song. And we, of course, we said, yeah, absolutely you can.
Oh, wow. And that's how it came about.
And that's the short story. So next time I'm on, I'll give you the long story.
Well, hopefully next time we'll be able to see each other. I'll get that working, and we can see each other, and we can maybe grab a guitar and we'll have a little sing song together.
Oh, okay.
I've got coming up in a couple of weeks' time a guy called Dennis Greaves. He was on Jules Holland show a couple of weeks after you, I think.
Yeah.
On the radio show. He's from a band called Nine Below Zero. He's coming in with his guitar and his harmonica player, Mark.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to do some
he's amazing. I think, well, Mark played on, I'm sure I've got this right, he played on a track of mine years ago.
Probably did, bless him. He's a great harmonica player.
Yeah, he was fantastic. And I was on some dodgy record label. I won't tell you who ran it, but it took him a while to get his money.
Yeah,
and he got a bit pissed off, but ooh. I would have, I've done it again.
Don't worry, it's the P word, it's fine. I'll apologise for you saying the P word, but we're all right.
I don't like to swear on the radio or anything like that, and I can't, I hate it, in fact.
Do you know what, it's like talking to somebody, we're not having an interview, it's a chat,
right.
So you're feeling relaxed, I know how
that's
you feel,
right.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Anyway, it won't happen again.
And tonight, I'm going to see another guy that you've played with, a guy called Dave Swift.
Oh, okay.
He's Jules Holland's bass player.
Oh, the big lad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's he up to?
He's playing with a band called Todd Sharpsville Project. And they're over at the 606 Club in London tonight.
Oh, very good. So have they got a crowd?
Well, I don't know until we get there. It came up on Facebook. Guaranteed two people, me and my friend Fred. But it came up on Facebook that they're playing there. And I thought, you know, I haven't seen Todd Sharpsville. We've had Dave on the show talking about his project that he's doing with Todd. So I thought, we'll go and see him. Go and see him tonight. So, yes, they're up there. So if anyone can get into London, the Chelsea, to the 606 Club, they'll be welcome to see you.
Okay, well, we haven't done a proper live gig with an audience.
I know.
Since March.
I know, but you've got one, a virtual one coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us all about it.
Well, I'll tell you all about it. So we have already filmed it and recorded it, and it's not one of your living room doing it on your phone things, which, you know, I commend everybody who's been doing that. I've not done a lot of that myself, but... we've took the whole kit and caboodle into Leeds Town Hall.
Yeah, nice.
No audience, but the full band, my band, not the...
The SWR band.
Not the SWR band, but my regular touring band.
Yeah.
And we've gone in there with 12 cameramen.
Wow.
The full lights, the full lot, filmed it. We didn't stream it live because of, as you know, sometimes that's been known to be hiccups, but
yeah, Yeah, I saw Alexander O'Neill did one of those, and a couple of times it cut out. And you don't want that. You want it to. You want everybody to have that experience of being at a gig.
That's it. So we got a proper streaming people. And it does. It goes through YouTube, but you have to get a pass.
Yeah,
you have to purchase a pass. You can be one between. It doesn't matter how many people, as long as well.
Which per household, really, isn't it?
Per household. So it's £15. But if you've got six people watching it, then that's not too bad, is it? What's that? It's less than... come on, you do the maths.
I'm not good at maths. I'm a singer. You know that.
Well, my calculator's on my phone, so...
But it doesn't matter. If you've got five people, it's three quid each. So it's... It's you've got a good sound system. You got these days everyone's got an amazing sound system in their house.
Smart TV. If you got you can watch it on smart TV's favourite.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you haven't got, you can watch it on iPad, on your laptop, on your computer, or even your phone. But I would, if you know somebody that's got a smart TV,
yeah,
it's the way to go. But to get a pass, sorry to go back to that. You have to go to paulcarrick.net.
Yeah, that's your website, yeah.
That's my website, and then the instructions are there how to go about getting a pass, and then it's all there.
That's brilliant. So would you be thinking about putting this out as a DVD afterwards?
Possibly. I mean, I think it's probably the case, but for the time being,
yeah,
it'll be there just for 24 hours on the stream, and then it comes down. Otherwise, it's a bit difficult when people copy it and blah blah blah.
Yeah, you can handle that.
So, in this first instance, it's a shot in the dark. It's a bit of a punt, but we felt we needed to do something. Well, keep everybody interested and motivated.
That's it. You've got to appease the fans. The fans want something, so.
I've got to appease the band.
That's true. That's true.
Apart from anything else.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than upset musicians. So how weird was it being in a theatre of that size, or a room of that size, and just playing to a floor?
Not that weird.
No?
Not as weird as I thought it was going to be. I did wonder. But it was just that it was so good just to play.
Yeah,
just to have the band back together and be playing.
I bet.
And they were chomping at the bit. So, it was great, actually.
Oh, good. That's the thing, though. It also helps our peace of mind. If you're a musician, if you're in a band, if you get together and play some music, whether it's just in a joint rehearsal area, you're just getting the music.
Well, it kind of was a bit like that.
Yeah?
That's kind of what it was like, in a way.
Right.
But it was still great. I mean, of course, we didn't get the bit at the end where we get people up and singing along and all that. But it was, nevertheless, we had a good play.
Good.
I've got to say.
And that's all that matters. Yeah. Did you have a warm-up, though, before you did it? Did you?
No.
No, just straight on, bump, let's record it and do
it. We went 6 months without doing a gig. Everybody did their little bit at home.
I meant, did you have a warm-up before the gig at the venue? Did you
chat? Well, we did a sound check.
Right.
We didn't run through the whole thing. I didn't want to do that.
No.
I just wanted to do a sound check. I mean, there were, the guys on the cameras, they wanted to do, they'd have let me run through the whole set.
Yeah.
Twice. to get their shots right. But we were like, no. You better have it together. They knew what the set was going to be.
Right.
And I wanted it to have that freshness of the gig, and we all did our little bit at home.
Right, yes.
And then everybody did their homework, and it's great.
Oh, awesome. I look forward to that. It's Thursday the 15th of October, isn't it?
That's right.
Thursday the 15th of October. I know that because that's the day after I come back from Brixham. So... I'll probably log on and pay you £15 and watch it because.
Well, you can get you get the passes. You can get them now, but obviously it'll be available right up until the to the day.
Yeah, that'd be good. Well, I'll do that anyway. But it's just, you've got to keep the musicians alive. You've got to keep music alive. I think that's why they're doing this gig tonight in Chelsea as well.
Yeah,
the venue's struggling. It's practically on its knees. So it's trying to recoup what it can. In fact, all the venues. I mean, everywhere's got to close at 10 at the moment, which is. It's dire for working bands as well. Even pub bands, you know, they've got to start earlier.
Of course it is. And well, there's nowhere to play. You say pub bands, but and I know you managed to get, you did a gig in the car park.
No, that got cancelled. And it got cancelled again for next weekend as well.
Yeah, well, it's the same with my band because, you know, we had quite a lot of work. We had this year coming up, going to different countries and that, but in between working with me, they would normally have their other gigs, but they've had nothing.
No.
I mean, at least I've been able to get in my studio and write new stuff and do odds and sods, you know. I've in fact pretty busy in that respect, but for them earning, it's been impossible.
Oh, I know.
So you can't complain because everybody's, you know, struggling one way or another. But
yeah, we're all in the same boat. I've got a friend sitting in the studio with me now. His name's Fred. He's got an original and cover rock band that does covers as well. And he actually sang on Hysteria, Def Leppard's album. He was backing vocals. He's friends with Phil from the band. Hang on, let me bring him in. He's sitting there very nicely. His name's Fred. Say hello, Fred.
Hello, Paul.
Fred, how's it going, mate?
Really good. Massive fan of yours.
Oh, good man. Good man. Cheers.
He's got a gig.
How did the old Leopards treat you? Were they good lads?
Yeah, well, Phil and I were in a band for years before he joined Leopards, so so there was a connection there, yeah. I've been shouting in his ear hole for years. It was good to work with Mutt Lang, though. That was a bit of a blast.
Oh, how did you find that?
Strange.
Yeah. I was going to say, I did one session for him, and I've never told this story before, but nobody's listening, are they? So,
well, I don't know. I am.
But I turned up to do a keyboard session, and as I got there, there was a sax player, I'll leave his name out of it, he was just leaving, and he was like ashen-faced, you know, and I thought, and he was like, "Are you all right?" I said, yeah. He said, "I'm all right." Anyway, I went in, and by the time I left there, I was totally convinced I couldn't play. I was complete rubbish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very exacting, isn't he?
Oh, I don't think I got to the verse. I was still on the intro about 3 hours later. I was like, can I just have a go at it all the way through? But
it's kind of like guitars, a note at a time. And
I'd heard that. I thought that was a myth. Is that true?
No, it's true.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, it's true. I worked with his ex-wife, Stevie. Do you know Stevie?
Not really. I know of her, but I don't really know her.
That's a big voice. That's an amazing voice, yeah.
Did she do the body form advert?
She did do that, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Body form! I thought you said, is she there?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep you on the line for a minute. I'm going to play Sticks and Stones. And then we'll talk about the a little bit more about the album after this.
Okay.
Bother me. People talk, trying to bring shame. You go.
To phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
I'm talking to the one and only Mr. Paul Carrick online. That was the brilliant Sticks and Stones from the album Another Side of Paul Carrick. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, you got it.
Spot on. And that is my favourite track. That's Paul's favourite track, which is good. Now, this album is out tomorrow.
Apparently so, yes.
Good.
Good. Like I say, I mean, it's called Another Side. It's a little sideline, and you know what musicians are like. They'll have a go at anything.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's all quite different to my normal band and everything. And the thing that we're doing in October, that the streaming is with my regular band. You
yes.
know, we'll be doing the usual suspects. You know, over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Living years, how long, all that sort of stuff.
Well, that's so good. Well, that's what everybody comes to listen to, and you'll be doing Love Will Keep Us Alive as well.
Yes, indeed. I mean, we do a version of Love Will Keep Us Alive on this album, Another Side.
Yeah, well, I'll play that in a second.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna let everybody hear that one, because that's it's a beautiful track.
I think.
And definitely worth a play. Well, and I keep playing stuff now. I put up yesterday that you were coming on the show, and then the puns started coming in. One of them said, "How long has this been going on?" And
yeah.
I came back, "Well, this had only happened during the living years." And then someone else came back with, where is she? Jill, our friend in Lanzarote. She came back with, "I'll have another cup of coffee and listen in tomorrow." And then I've put, "You know, I'd be shocked when you walk in the room." And then she went, "I am tempted." I said, and then I came back with, "Are we looking over my shoulder?" So yeah, it was Pun City yesterday.
Yeah, fair enough.
So you got a new album that you're in the middle of writing and getting together with your normal band?
Well, I haven't been doing it with the band because for obvious reasons. I mean, apart from anything else, they're all Sheffield boys.
Oh, right.
I'm down here in the south. I mean, I married a London girl many, 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 many years ago.
Oh, I thought you were up north.
No.
Oh.
No, I'm from Sheffield originally.
Yeah.
But no, I moved down here when I was in my teens. I was coming down here, you know,
right.
with bands, and sleeping in the van and all that, and doing auditions to go to Germany and all that sort of stuff. But no, and then I met this... lovely young lady, and we've been together ever since, and that's a long time ago, let me tell you.
Oh, wow.
But,
well, true love runs deep.
Indeed.
And love will keep you alive.
And it's cheaper to keep her. as well.
Yeah, I remember my ex-wife said, I said, what do you want for your anniversary?
Don't worry.
That's good. My ex-wife once said, I said to her, what do you want for your anniversary? She said, divorce. I said, I wasn't thinking of spending that much. It all came about when she said, I want an animal coat, so I bought her a donkey jacket. Hi, thank you. Right, I do a thing on the show after 4:30 normally called the Motown Twofer. I take a couple of Motown artists and play them on the show. And I ask listeners to pick the song. I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to ask you for a Motown track that I'm going to play in the Motown Twofer after we've had a chat, after I've played Love Will Keep Us Alive.
Yeah, I could have done with a bit of notice. There's so many.
Just dropped into my head.
Okay, I'll go with Ain't That Peculiar by Marvin Gaye.
Lovely. Oh, that will be the first one after Love Will Keep Us Alive. That's wonderful. One of my favourite Marvin Gaye tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was absolutely
brilliant. Not least for the fantastic bass playing on it. It's James Jameson on the old bass.
Jameson, what a bass. The bass player's bass player.
Indeed.
And
indeed.
Fred plays the bass. Fred plays the drums, but he's had to pop out the studio for a minute.
I did once meet James Jameson, you know.
Did you?
I did, actually, yeah, in Los Angeles. But he was kind of, by this point, he was...
burnt out?
I don't know what the full story is, but he was kind of persona. He did, when Motown moved to LA,
yeah.
I don't know, he'd gone out of favour for whatever reason.
Well, the whole band did, didn't they? They allegedly put a sign on the door saying, we've moved to LA, good luck.
Oh, God almighty.
There's a film called In the Shadow of Motown, and it's the story of the Funk Brothers.
Yeah,
and
you know what? I've never seen it, but I've heard it's amazing.
It is. I think it's actually on YouTube, believe it or not.
Probably, yeah.
And there was one point where they said, oh, we were doing this and doing that, and it came to about 1972, 74, something like that, and they've all turned up for work, and there's a sign on the door said, moved, we've moved.
Wow. Wow. Well, it was actually in LA when I met him, but I don't think he was really working. He just came by when we... We were over there with Ace. We lived over there. 1976, we more or less lived over there. And he came by the session because the guy producing the record we were doing was a Motown guy.
Wow.
Trevor, yeah. He was a home sax player. And I forget his flipping name. Trevor, somebody or other. And, so there you go. But he... Amazing, isn't it? Because he just made those records. People probably... listen to those records and don't understand why.
No.
But they were just so great, those bass parts.
He played in between things,
that's
didn't
right.
he? Yeah, that's what made it stand out, and that's what made him so good. In fact, I was listening to something the other day. It was a Martha Reeves song, and apparently... they brought in Snow Chains. It was a question on Popmaster, I think. And they brought in Snow Chains to play on the track. They played the track, and you can hear this guy playing Snow Chains.
Wow.
Absolutely mad. Listen, it's been...
Have you ever been to... I assume you've been to the States.
I've only ever been to Florida. I would love to go to Detroit.
Because that was the other thing I remember doing is the Motown tour.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Of the studio.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. That and I'd like to go to Sun Studios as well.
Yeah. Well, they're both. I mean, it was tiny.
I bet.
You know, and they used to cram them in there.
Yeah.
And, but it's my favourite music. Definitely.
Oh,
honestly.
Yeah. I know. I heard your Jules Holland show where you did a Motown track as your track, didn't you? Played Hammond.
I don't know.
I think you did, yeah. We all remember things and forget things. You know why, don't you? We've got so many lyrics flying around our heads that there's only little things that stay in there.
That's a scary thing when you forget lyrics to songs you've sung 1,000 times. But anyway, one thing you must not forget.
Go on.
This stream.
Yes. The 15th.
You must go to paulcarrick.net and get your pass. You can get it now. But there's nothing on the telly that night.
No, it's rubbish.
October the 15th. It's rubbish. And watching a good show.
Yes, definitely. So October the 15th, go to paulcarrick.net And get your pass for this show. This is going to be brilliant. It's Paul Carrack and his band doing what he does best. All the hits he's ever sung on, started with How Long, but How Long will be in there. Tempted will be in there. Another Cup of Coffee will be in there. Over My Shoulder will be in there. Living Years will be there. Everything will be there. And all you have to do is spend 15 quid and put your telly on. Put your smart
have a
telly
whip
on.
Round.
That's
have
it.
A whip round.
Get a few
bargain.
Friends round. Do what? It's a bargain.
It's a bargain.
It's a bargain. Have a whip round, put the sound system on and have a good night. And the good thing is you're allowed to dance in your own home.
Absolutely.
So
and kiss
definitely.
People.
And kiss people.
And
yeah.
fall over. And fall over.
Yes. No, my like a trip over the dog.
Anyway.
Listen, thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me. It's been absolutely wonderful. Again, Paul, you're welcome anytime. And when you start travelling and doing things, it'd be lovely if you want to take a trip over to Essex one afternoon and come along with the guitar and chat and play. It'd be lovely.
I look forward to it, mate.
That'd be wonderful. Fred?
Okay, then. So
thanks, Paul. Nice talking to you.
Okay, mate.
I'll be watching the stream. I should be watching it.
Don't hang up. I'll say goodbye off air. I'm going to play Love Will Keep Us Alive from the new album, Another Side of Paul Carrack, which is available from tomorrow with the SWR Big Band and Strings.